In Australia, there are three things that make a town: a general store, a post office, and some would say, most importantly, a pub. But with the coronavirus shutdown, our watering holes have been forced to close their doors and put the ice-cold schooners on hold.
For gatherings in the following facilities to be closed: registered and licensed clubs, licensed premises in hotels and pubs.
It's been a trying time for many in regional Victoria, but pub owners and patrons alike can now rejoice. Lockdown restrictions are slightly lifted to allow 20 dining customers per room onto the premises, just in time for the Queen's Birthday long weekend.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will open over the weekend.
For Jody and Richard, the owners of Max Hotel in Mortlake, there's an air of excitement for the weeks ahead after what they've described as a disconnection for those in the local area.
And I think that it certainly provides a connection.
Yeah, we're an isolated community as it is. We've got Warrnambool's half hour away. There's 1,300 people in the town, and it's largely devoted to a lot of farming. But it's also a connection point for a lot of the older people in town. They come in for coffee, or they come in to have a punt and have a beer and things like that. So it's disconnected a lot of people from actually meeting up and socialising.
But the news isn't practical for everyone. Ian Urquhart, the owner of the Avoca Hotel, says the initial lifted restrictions still won't allow him to reopen.
20 limitations is not sufficient for us to be able to call our staff all back in and get operational. So we're waiting until the 26th, which is when we'll relaunch on the Friday the 26th. We've really got a big issue at the moment. That is that, people are saying pubs and things are open, but even when we do open, we're going to have a real problem with our customers because they'll be expecting to be able to come and have a beer and stuff, and it's just a bit confusing for them at the moment.
Ian is talking about how alcohol can only be consumed with a sit-down meal. There are only 6 people permitted per table with 4 square metres of space between them. Visitors must also leave their name and contact details for tracing. But what works in the city might not work as well in the country.
We're hopeful that over the next couple of weeks, while the sort of the first 20 limitations is in place, that the government maybe rethinks things a little bit and reviews some of those decisions, because from our point of view, we don't actually see why there's a difference between someone coming in and having a quick beer or someone sitting down for 2 hours having a meal. I would have thought that the risks are just the same or higher. We've always felt that, that they really ought to have 2 sort of levels of management of this, but I guess their issue is then how do they stop people from Melbourne coming out to the regions and spreading disease, I suppose. This is extraordinary, like sort of having a mandated closure of a very successful business and then having to, we've really sort of been struggling to try to make sure we keep paying our staff and try to keep in touch with them. And it's, I've never seen anything like it, mate. The background here out in sort of regional Victoria is that the risk is so infinitesimally small that we can see through no fault of anything that we've done. We're not as bad as a lot of places. I reckon there'll be a lot of places that will never reopen out of this, and that's a real tragedy.
Pubs are a key aspect of the regional economy and have been hit hard financially in the past few months. They're expensive to run and are often in buildings that are over 100 years old, requiring constant repair.
We've been doing what we can, but, a big, big part of our business, because of the way we've developed ourselves, is tourism. And so the fact that we haven't been able to get those normal people through, because no one's allowed out, has meant that, we're probably getting about 10% of our normal income.
In Mortlake, Jody and Richard too have seen financial difficulties.
We're down probably 50% on revenues. I've got 5 full-time staff on JobKeeper, including myself.
Jody and Richard, what do you need to have happen this weekend to constitute it being a successful one?
We need TAB back open and people to drink at a bar.
During the global pandemic, small town pubs still managed to come up with ways to see some money in the tills. They resorted to a takeaway and delivery service. They've also used this time for renovations.
It's really hard to stay motivated, but I guess, being able to do all the extra work around kind of keeps you going.
We've done a lot of work in the pub since we got here, but especially those areas that you can't really get to when it's open all the time.
The road back to normality for your local pub will be long and arduous, but that hasn't dampened the spirit of the local pub owner.
I think the response will be quite immediate. We're getting a lot of inquiries on the phone about are you opening, when are you opening, because can we make bookings and stuff. So from that point of view, I don't think I don't think we'll be short of business. We'll come out of it, and you know, we'll bounce back as strong as we ever have been.